you love scratchy old 45s? Discovering rare LPs? Listening to an 8-track tape or a cassette? Then you've come to the right place. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
And so I named you Rainy Day.
Susan Christie with Rainy Day, and before that, Mr. Sam Spence, Flying Low. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You have found the thrift shop of the airwaves, the radio thrift shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org, where every Saturday evening we take a trip through the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. As human beings, we have a hard time with the concept of infinity. What would it really mean to live forever? Or to be able to hear the thoughts of everyone around you? Would it be the ultimate power trip, or would you quickly grow tired of it all? For Damio, the angel at the center of Wim Wenders' cult classic fantasy Wings of Desire, boundless life has at last become tedious. Wandering the streets of Berlin, he wishes he could participate in the world he has long influenced. There is a drabness to being a servant of God. It seems that angels experience the city in black and white. But when Damio falls in love with a poor mortal trapeze artist, a flood of color fills the screen. This is the decision that plagues him: to go on as he always has been, or to plunge into the messy, finite world that you and I know. This is a rich but delicate film, crafted brushstroke by brushstroke. We long for art that reaffirms our purpose in life, and Wings of Desire takes on this weighty task. To say you've witnessed beauty, is that not enough? For Damiel, it is the most important thing. Wings of Desire, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
If you're interested in hearing any archived editions of the Radio Thrift Shop or my other programs, such as Seldom Heard Radio or Night Train to Mondo Fine, or the Ancient Peace Archive, you can Google all of those, or just go to radioforall.net and do a search, and they will be there archived for your listening pleasure. Again, that's Radio for All, radio, the number four, all, .net.
Cymru'n sawel, Cymru'n o. Don't دونت میگی با من بمون همیشه، میگی که بی تو میمیرم گل بی گل دون نمیشه. چه اشتباهی میکنه حرفا تو باور میکنه، چه اشتباهی میکنه حرفا تو باور میکنه، چه اشتباهی میکنه حرفا تو باور میکنه، چه اشتباهی میکنه حرفا تو باور.
Some music from the Finders Keepers label, and that was Gugush with Golbi Goldoon. Before that, from Wales, Sidan with the Golbeith. And we started off with Lubos Fieser in a tune called Forgiveness. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Most species that live above the equator use changes in day length as one of the most reliable indicators of the season. But I think what we're appreciating now is that the bear probably has some tweaks in that system and utilizes multiple systems to evoke some of these changes.
During the long months of winter hibernation, a bear doesn't eat, doesn't drink much, doesn't even urinate. And scientists are trying to figure out how bears use environmental signals to time the seasonal transitions of hibernation. Welcome to Pulse of the Planet Science Diaries, a glimpse of the world of science from the inside. At Washington State University, Heiko Jansson and Jasmine Ware are using neuroscience to study bear behavior. Right now, we're listening to the sound of a wide-awake bear.
The environmental changes are coming in, and not only that, but metabolic changes are coming into the brain, and it's somehow causing the animal to understand that it's time to do a certain action, and that we don't know how they do that. We know how light comes into the brain and where it goes and what happens, but light isn't the only cue the bears are using. They're using other things, and the bears have drastically different hormonal profiles and chemical profiles at different times of the year. And we think all of that may also be affecting these underlying rhythms that the bears generate and how they are seasonal and how they know when to hibernate and when to get up and when to reproduce and when to sleep and when to eat.
By analyzing chemical changes in bears, scientists may gain a better understanding of human medical conditions like seasonal affective disorder, a form of depression that comes on with the short, dark days of winter. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
Nebeszi most, a bolygó, holnapok
Dawn and Stevie with Keep an Eye on You. And before that, Zdeněk Liska with The Pendant and Little Mermaid. Heather Jones with Kano Drist, which I can't pronounce as well, so what can I say? And we started that set off with more music that I can't pronounce, and I'm not even going to attempt. So there's nothing like a tongue-tied radio DJ announcer. At any rate, I am DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we cruise up and down the dusty, obscure aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. We play no particular genre. In fact, there's no genre that we will not play. I've been here on WSCS for 18 years. Wow. Heading towards two decades, and I've been on the airwaves since 1975, where I started at WUNH. Still doing radio old school. I am working on a website, and I'll have more information coming up about that as soon as I get the website built. In the interim, if you'd like to download any of the Radio Thrift Shop shows, they are available at radioforall.net. That's radio and the number four, all.net. And just do a search for the Radio Thrift Shop.
Blues fans and extraterrestrials alike may recognize this one. You're on the Soundbeat. Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground has fascinated blues lovers and envious slide guitarists since Columbia Records released it in 1927. But the biggest compliment to Johnson's work came in 1977, when it was immortalized in a gold record and shot into space aboard the Voyager spacecraft. The Golden Record, compiled by a team headed by Carl Sagan, represents life on Earth with sounds like crickets chirping, a kiss, and 27 songs from different cultures. This song was included to express a timeless human pain, facing nightfall with nowhere to sleep. Today, Johnson's song, far beyond our solar system, is still ready to play for one very long, dark night. This episode was written by Maggie Cregan, part of the Soundbeat class partnership. Learn more about it at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Well, we don't often get pirate radio signals here in New Hampshire on FM anyways, although you can pick pirates up on shortwave. But I'm happy to report that driving between Hillsborough and Keene, New Hampshire, on 87.9, there is an oldie station that is clearly an unlicensed pirate radio station. And great music, great tunes, a great announcer, and a fantastic signal that I've been able to pick up several times in my car radio. So kudos to whoever is broadcasting on 87.9, playing some very cool, obscure, and lesser-known oldies from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And that's a station that has been on the air more or less consistently over the past few months. That's 87.9. If you're driving between Hillsborough and Keene, New Hampshire, or anywhere in that vicinity, check it out. You never know what you're going to hear. And you never know what you're going to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop. But I have to say that there are tunes that I play at least, once a year or so on the Radio Thrift Shop, and I absolutely love this tune, so this is one of them.
gonna get you in the morning, in the noon, all
Roy Ruutinen from New Zealand with a privately released LP from the early 1970s. That's a tune called Trip Song. I'm tripping over my words again. Before that, Nature's Time from a very scarce 45, The Way I See It, Far Out. And we started off with Grand Funk Railroad, I'm Your Captain. And indeed, this is Captain DJ Frederick, and we're cruising the seas and oceans of musical obscurities.
This is Bird Note. What is that cloud, low in the autumn sky, shape-shifting as you watch from a beach or mudflat, suddenly flashing from dark to light? It's a cloud of small sandpipers called dunlins. When threatened by a falcon, for instance, dunlins take to the air, flying so close together that it's hard for a predator to capture one. The dunlin's synchronous twisting and turning is a marvel of aerial acrobatics, with the birds alternately flashing brown backs and white bellies. The speed of change is breathtaking, with hundreds of birds turning simultaneously. A researcher, curious about the lack of mid-air collisions and speculating about extrasensory communication, filmed a few of these flocks. He found that a bird at one edge turns toward the middle and a wave sweeps across the entire flock in less than a second. Like a member of a chorus line, each bird sees the movement beginning to happen and makes the appropriate response. To see that chorus line of dunlin, begin at our website, birdnote.org. Also, sign up for the podcast or weekly preview mail. That's birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
And this is DJ Frederick. Thanks for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.